When you think of justice, what comes to mind? Is it a fair trial? A system that treats everyone equally? Or maybe even something as small as resolving a misunderstanding with a friend? Most of us want to believe that justice is attainable, that justice is possible. But here's the question. Can any system, society, or even individual ever be completely fair and just? Even the best-intentioned people and institutions sometimes fall short, leaving us to wonder whether true justice is even possible. Welcome to your Dinner Table Debates Daily Deep Dive, where we explore real topics from our decks and give you everything you need to debate in under 10 minutes. Today's topic is, it is impossible to ever be completely just. And it comes from our philosophy category in our full-size Essentials Collection deck. Let's dig in. Justice, often symbolized by a blindfolded figure holding scales, represents fairness and equality. The concept has ancient roots in philosophy, law, and religion, from Plato's Republic to modern constitutions. But justice is not just about laws. It extends to how resources are distributed, how decisions are made, and how people are treated daily. There are some key challenges in achieving justice. One, bias. Studies show that unconscious bias can influence judicial decisions. For instance, a 2012 study revealed that judges were more likely to grant parole early in the day than late afternoon due to decision fatigue. Two, inequality. Structural inequalities in education, income, and access to legal resources often tip the scales. A person with money for top-tier legal defense may receive a lighter sentence than someone who cannot afford representation. Three, cultural differences. What is considered just in one culture might not align with another's values, making global standards hard to come by. These complexities create a system where achieving complete justice feels nearly impossible. But that's what we're here to debate. Justice is a concept that dates back thousands of years, from ancient codes like the Code of Hammurabi, which set out an eye for an eye, principles of fairness, to Greek philosophers like Plato, who explored the concept of justice as a cornerstone of a just society. In more modern times, justice has evolved into the foundation of legal systems worldwide, meant to ensure fairness and equality. However, justice can vary by culture, legal interpretation, and even individual perspectives. Even when the law exists to provide fairness, laws are often imperfect or inconsistently applied. For instance, the U.S. legal system tries to balance justice with laws meant to protect society. Yet research shows that about 4% of defendants sentenced to death are later found out to be innocent, a statistic that highlights the imperfections in our pursuit of justice. This topic is essential because justice is a core value in any society. Our views on justice shape how we resolve conflicts, create laws, and hold individuals and institutions accountable. The idea of complete justice challenges us to consider whether any system can truly achieve fairness and how the limitations of justice impact individuals and society as a whole. Now, let's debate. Agree. It is impossible to ever be completely just. Human beings are inherently biased, whether we recognize it or not. Bias affects how laws are written, interpreted, and enforced. In studies of decisions made by judges, factors like socioeconomic background and racial bias have been shown to influence sentencing, making true impartiality difficult to achieve. Legal systems evolve over time, but laws are often slow to adapt to social changes. For example, historical laws that restricted voting rights and marriage equality were seen as just by some people at that time, yet we now view them as unjust. This lag in adapting laws means that justice is often imperfect and incomplete. With limited resources, court systems often prioritize case closures over thorough investigations, leading to plea bargains and sometimes wrongful convictions. In the U.S., over 95% of criminal cases are resolved through plea bargains, which, while efficient, can pressure innocent people to plead guilty, thereby compromising the concept of true justice. Disagree. it is not impossible to ever be completely just. Efforts like judicial reform, anti-bias training, and checks and balances within legal systems strive to eliminate the biases and increase fairness. Programs that promote transparency, such as body cameras on police officers, help ensure that justice is upheld more consistently and fairly. Restorative justice programs focus on reconciliation rather than punishment, offering a chance to address harm and promote fairness for both victims and offenders. Studies have shown that restorative justice practices can reduce recidivism, or the likelihood that someone is going to commit a crime again. Advancements in technology and data analysis can help identify trends in bias, improving decision-making, and making justice more accessible. For example, predictive analytics in legal settings can help flag potential biases in sentencing, and AI tools assist in analyzing large volumes of legal cases, reducing the influence of human error. Now for some rebuttals. One potential rebuttal to Agree's point about human bias could be, while it is true that justice systems aren't perfect, dismissing the pursuit of complete justice limits efforts to improve our ability to be completely just. Historical injustices like slavery or segregation have been corrected over time through reform and advocacy, showing that while justice may not be instantly attainable, steps toward it are possible, and that's how we can ever be completely just. A possible rebuttal to Disagree's point about technology and data improvements could be, even with technology and reforms, we can't eliminate all bias or error. For example, algorithms used in predictive policing have been found to replicate and even amplify existing biases, showing that even data-driven justice isn't free from flaws. In recent years, movements for criminal justice reform, such as the Defund the Police and Black Lives Matter movements, have tried to call attention to biases and injustices that they've found within law enforcement and the legal system. Want to dig into this topic even more? When you're playing Dinner Table Debates at home, you can have Agree set the stage and choose how to define the debate. This means they can outline the terms, context, and interpretation, creating a unique and dynamic conversation every time. Here are some ways that Agree could redefine this debate topic. 1. It is impossible to ever be completely just in large-scale legal systems. What are the unique challenges of achieving justice on a larger scale? And how do resources and logistics limit that ability? 2. It is impossible to ever be completely just in small communities or personal relationships. Can justice be more easily attained on a smaller scale, where individuals know each other and decisions are based on personal connections and direct accountability? 3. The pursuit of justice is more important than achieving complete justice. Is the journey towards fairness and equity itself more valuable than the end goal? And can an emphasis on improvement still lead to positive social change? If you enjoyed our deep dive, you can debate this topic and many others by getting your own Dinner Table Debates deck at dinnertabledebates.com. It's a unique game because every round starts with randomly assigning agree or disagree. Then you pick the topic, meaning that you could be debating for something you disagree with, or vice versa. But that's the point. Stretch your brain, gain clarity, improve critical thinking and empathy, and have fun doing it. Save 10% on your order when you use the code PODCAST10. You can also join the debate on our Instagram and TikTok accounts at Dinner Table Debates. Get ready for some thought-provoking discussions that will challenge your assumptions and broaden your understanding of the world around you. Happy debating, and remember, everyone is always welcome at the table.